Yo, it's the real deal. O'Neal's on the mic. A dad and his kid, and we say what we like. From the Detroit burbs, yeah, we cover that map. Dropping all things good in a flat rim cap. Pop talk, gang talk, my body too. With the Motor City rhythm and the hometown crew. So if you're feeling the vibe, go ahead, press play. It's all things good every week, no delay.
Welcome in. It's another episode of the Real Deal O'Neal's podcast. I'm your host, Aiden, and my father is also with me as well. We do have a special guest. This will be a different type of episode today. Our first guest on the podcast, a friend of the pod, family member of the pod, and needs no further introduction. It's my sister, Ava. How are you today?
I'm doing good. How are you doing?
Doing well. You know, good. It's another great day, another great opportunity to talk about things, all things good. And I'm also here with today.
Yeah, your dad's here, and this is really great. We got the whole Real Deal O'Neal's. Just a little background: Ava's the OG Real Deal. I used to call her the Real Deal O'Neal, called Aiden the Big Deal O'Neal. Now we're all Real Deal O'Neal's. I like to think that we're all Big Deal O'Neal's as well. So Ava, how you doing? What's going on with life?
Not much. It's nice to be home. I've been working in Ohio all summer, so you know, enjoying the summer with Aiden by the pool, by the lake. Yeah, it's nice to take it a little bit slower. Just enjoying August.
Yeah, for sure. And as far as your time in Ohio as well, what were some of the things that you did personally over there that were beneficial to your wellness over there?
My wellness. It was a new environment, so, you know, I had to get to know the area a little bit, which was nice. I went over to Pittsburgh. I did a day trip over there, which was good. But I was lucky. There was an abandoned golf course behind my apartment, so there was easy access to trails and random dogs. And being outside was very easy over there.
That's good.
So, yeah.
Did you ever hit a few putts while you were there, like driving
ranges? No, it's overgrown. You can tell that it's abandoned.
So oh, you could tell.
I could not golf. But it was good. It was a good area.
That's good. Yeah. That's really good.
Yeah.
You went out there a lot. You exercised. You had that place to go that was right by your right outside your apartment. I was down there and visited. I thought that was real cool. A little creepy at times, not gonna lie. An abandoned golf course is with a what is it? Had an oil drill randomly in the middle of it. But you know what? It was cool. Nature's undefeated, man. It was taken over, but it was still beautiful out there. But what'd you like to do out there?
I just did about everything I could. You're right, it was a little creepy, but it was nice because not too many people were out there. So I ran and walked and biked and did just about everything out there. But it was nice. I met a lot of dogs. So that was kind of my outlet for that. Easy access right after work. You know, you don't need to drive to the gym. You know, you got the gym right in the backyard. So I appreciated that. Yeah.
Yeah, I've noticed I was a gym rat over the colder months, but... But man, oh man, less so during these summer lunches. You know, per our conversations and other podcasts, Aiden, you know, we just being outside in Michigan, we know that that's not a 12-month year-round experience or luxury, you know. Oh. So, embracing the heat is pretty cool. And I think you said you've been doing some of that too, right?
Yeah, I would also mention that I love humidity a lot more than a lot of people say. Personally, I just like getting outside and enjoying the weather, no matter how hot it is during the summer, just because I know those days are numbered.
What do you like about the humidity? You think it makes it hotter or what?
Hotter, you're able to sweat more. You're able to...
Yeah. I like it when I'm working out because I feel like I'm working out more when it's humid.
Oh my gosh.
But when I'm done working out, I don't like that humidity anymore. I'm not going
to
lie.
No, you kind of have to alter that out.
I got you.
As time goes on, back when I last biked, which has been a minute, I know you've been doing that a lot recently. Mm-hmm. You definitely sweat during that.
Yeah,
when it's really humid. Yeah. But then once you're done, you're like,
you're done, you're done, man. Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah,
but, you know, the other beauty of this these summer months is you know, one thing I wanted to talk about is the produce. You know, there's a lot of people outside of the state may not know this, but I think Michigan has some of the best tomatoes in the world, and corn And we have a place up the road, give them a shout out, friend of the pod, Fogler's Greenhouse. They're on Rochester Road, just about a mile north of our house. And they have the best tomatoes in the world, and I think they have the best corn in the world. And yeah, we were leaning into it. We got tomatoes everywhere. We're making gazpacho. We're making tomato sauce. And by the way, tomatoes, fresh tomatoes, are extremely good for you.
Oh my gosh!
Got vitamin C, vitamin everything. Just look up the. It's all good. The worst thing you can say about tomatoes is the acid. Maybe it'll give you a little heartburn, but I don't think so. You're fine. But yeah, so that's what we're doing. And then also, when we're done with this pod, we're gonna do our recipe that we've been honing over the years of making what, Ava?
Making some pesto pasta tonight. Yeah, we're pretty excited about that.
Absolutely.
Make a lot of that from home, and then in the winter months, we freeze it all up, make a bunch of it, and we get to use it all summer. Or all winter, excuse me. Because we get all the fresh produce in the summer, and yeah, we get to make it in batches.
Oh, so, yeah.
Yeah.
So, and also, like, the choice of protein that we use for our pesto pasta will either be a steak or a chicken. Tonight, we're going steak.
Strong steak.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. I love adding.
I don't think we're going steak.
Oh, we're not going steak this time.
No. We have other meat. We have some pork that Marcy made earlier, pork tenderloin, which is glorious. Thing is, I mean, you don't even need protein on these puppies, but we're going to throw a little bit on there. But the pork was cooked perfectly. And
gotcha.
Yeah, it's glorious. It's really going to be, a great meal.
Yeah. And moving on to the topic to the Metro Detroit area, I know, Ava, yourself, you've been away from Michigan over the last couple months. When you came back to the Metro Detroit area, back to Michigan, was there ever a specific landmark or specific area that stood out to you personally?
Just coming back, maybe something I'm looking forward to, is that what you mean?
Yeah, like something that you missed while you were gone.
Yeah, I missed the Eastern Market, is that what in downtown Detroit? Yeah. I definitely wanted to hit that before getting out of here, before starting school. I think there's a lot, just everything, the local farmers markets more specifically. But I think I'd really like to hit a Tigers game before getting out of here. We've talked about that a little bit. But I just miss getting down there and seeing the people for the most part. So,
right.
Yeah.
I think we're going to be able to do that Monday. And you, do you think you have the day off?
We'll double check, but I'm pretty sure I have that off.
We'll see. So I think Monday or Tuesday, the cheating Astros are in town, and we'll watch them. Hopefully karma will smack them in the face. That was negative on my part, but karma is a real thing, I believe.
This is a wellness podcast, but also a truthful podcast, right?
Absolutely. Can't deny the truth. Speaking on the topic of sports and focusing on baseball too.
Sure.
I'll keep it in the Metro Detroit area just because before the last Tigers game we went to and the last couple we went to, we hit this place called Brush Park Bodega, which is this really nice new what would you call it? It's like a bar-ish type of vibe.
You know, it's a bodega, which is like a corner store, and it has a bar in there.
Yeah,
it's nice. People are nice. It's got a lot of natural sunlight pours in, and truth be told, Aiden and I have gone to it a couple times before Tiger games. The biggest reason is because Second Best it was the day game. Second Best doesn't open until 4.
Nope.
And I was like, well, I don't, not that anxious to spend $13 for beer in Tiger Stadium. So we duck inside the Brush Bar Bodega, and I love our order. You're gonna love our order. Like I get, they have some hard slushy drinks, and they hit wonderfully. So I get one of those because it's been so hot. And then Aiden, what's our food order?
Two little mini boxes of Pringles.
Yeah, Pringles, really?
One original.
That's a bodega. Yeah.
Yeah, one original and one sour cream and onion.
Strong.
I know you're more of a cheddar person.
Me?
Yes. Yeah. Cheddar's your flavor.
Sure. Yeah. I guess, yeah.
Yeah, she got me into the cheddar one because I was...
Nothing like an OG, you know?
Oh, my gosh. I was big onto the original ones for the longest time, and then you got me into the cheddar ones, and they were just phenomenal.
No, I'm a OG and plain or sour cream. And don't bring the barbecue. I know that things are going to get real negative on the podcast. We do that. I can't handle it. So a little over-spice. But then again... With the right slushy drink, I'd still probably plow through them. But yeah, Pringles and slushy drinks. Yes, exactly.
I get a liquid death every time.
Yeah, that's smart. And yeah, I love that.
Liquid death, is that just sparkling water, right?
It's just water.
I think it's just straight up water. Saw liquid death, I was like, crap, like what is that? Like that's got to be hard. That's got to be some alcohol.
No, not even close. And you know what's the funniest part?
Kid-friendly.
Very. Yeah. And the funniest part is the way they advertise it as if it were like partying, as if you were drinking beer. They had.
Yeah. Looks deadly.
Yes. I think it's really cool because I think that, first of all, it's brilliant branding. You know, they have a company that's worth hundreds of million dollars and it's selling a commodity of water. But they've created a personality for it. And also you can go to one of your frat parties and carry that and feel relevant and not feel like, oh, you should be pounding a beer like everybody else. So I really applaud what they've done.
Yeah, it's just well marketing for one, and two, it just for water, it's good water. I can't complain with it.
Badass water.
Badass water.
There you go.
Exactly.
Swearing on the pod.
Yeah.
Back to
so what's going on in pop culture these days? I know I have something I want to talk about, but my pop culture goes back to like the LBJ and John F. Kennedy era. So I'm going to let you start with something a bit more relevant. I know you're both like huge Swifties, and I think you were saying Swift that she was on her boyfriend's and her boyfriend's
more
brother's.
More of a Travis Kelce guy.
So it wasn't Cruel Summer that pulled you in. So tell. So what's going on? T Swift was on a podcast.
Yeah, she was on New Heights with Travis and Jason Kelce, and she's been obviously for her being Travis's boyfriend. That she was the most hyped up, like wanted to be, like she was like the most requested guest ever. They've interviewed Tom Cruise. They've interviewed Brad.
They bring some good people on there.
They really do. They got Shaq in there. Like,
did she come on and like say
she's promoted
her new album.
Yeah, she's promoting some new music that's coming out and
brings a lot of good attention then.
Oh,
right?
For sure. And cool. You know, with and Travis Kelce also had his he had a recent GQ photo shoot.
Gotcha.
And he had his 10 Essentials video on their YouTube channel, which is one of my favorite things to watch. When
is that the one where they pull the bag out and say all the things they keep in their bag, or is that?
It's more so like their 10 essentials or like the things they can't live without. Okay. Is pretty much it. I love those videos because it shows a personality with every person that they bring on, because it's not just athletes. They bring in actors in there too, and just figures in general. That's what I like.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. How about yourself? Do you have anything personally pop culture right now?
I'm a little out of touch, but I'm not going to lie. I've been enjoying the music scene. I'm not too caught up on everything else these days, but I guess Tyler put out a new album. I like that a little bit. It's a dance album, right?
Really?
Yeah. A little upbeat, a little different. He didn't do a lot of promoting for it, which I thought was really cool, because at this point he really doesn't need to. But I just kind of like that it was like quieter. You know, sometimes it gets a little obnoxious, so I appreciate someone that produces something that they enjoy and just kind of throws it out to whoever wants to hear it. So
yeah.
I appreciated that.
He's at a point in his music career where he can just put out anything, really.
Yeah, people love him. People love his personality enough that they'll listen to quite literally anything.
Oh,
but
yeah.
He's very creative and he's a very unique individual. I do appreciate him. And I don't want to be negative, but I didn't really like this latest album. Meg, I got to listen to the entirety of it, so, you know, and maybe edit that out. But yeah, it seemed a bit of a divergent in style. Did you find it so?
I think he shifted style quite a bit. You know, his earlier stuff was more rap, and then he kind of went into like a softer pop type of thing, and now he's coming back to rap full circle. But the thing that I liked about it, and the thing that he told people to do, like straight at the beginning of the album, was like, this is an album, like, get up, dance, and move to it. Don't sit there, listen to it, sitting down on your AirPods. Like, this is something that you enjoy, not necessarily to pick through the album, but to just enjoy it in the background. So I appreciated the, you know, he's encouraging people to move and all that, so.
Yeah, I think that's cool. I do. I'll give it another listen, that's for sure, because I do respect him. And you saw him in concert. You really liked that a lot, right? He's a good performer, decent.
Yeah, he's wonderful. Yeah. He's got a lot of personality up there, a lot of movement. He's sweating buckets every time. So he puts his heart into it. But I saw him once at a LCA, Little Caesars. So big crowd, a lot of people. But yeah, he's wonderful.
Very cool. Very cool.
All right, and what's our next topic that we haven't discussed just yet?
Well, I think the one thing I want to talk about, if I want to touch on anything pop culture, I would talk about, you know, Ava gifted me this book for my birthday by J.D. Salinger. I'd never read it. It's called Raise the High Roof Beam, Carpenters and Seymour, An Introduction. And these were about the infamous Glass family, that is fictional family that he focused on, of seven kids and their parents. It's Franny and Zoe are two of the kids. You know, Seymour, An Introduction is about Seymour, the oldest child, and it's written in the voice of Buddy, who's his younger brother. And yeah, big jump from Taylor Swift to J.D. Salinger and the Glass family. But I read this book when Marcy and I were in Greece. And I found it extraordinary. I thought it was moving, and I jumped right back into Franny and Zooey. I hadn't read that for a long while. It's been a long while. I remember I found that moving. I'm not finished with it yet, but I'm absolutely positively loving it. There's no finer writer in the land than J.D. Salinger. It can be challenging at time with the names of seven kids and everyone. I know that you were just getting into it, Ava, and you found it a little bit that way. But my God, it's so moving. I've been so focused on nonfiction and news. It's the beauty of the art of the novel, and not just a trash novel, not just for mass entertainment, but real thoughtful. Something that's really trying to create a beautiful piece of art. And succeeding is, I just found extraordinary. So I'm going to finish Franny and Zooey, and then I'm going to go back into Nine Stories, because Nine Stories is a book by J.D. Salinger, and two of the stories are on the Glass family as well. And then I'm just going to go like down Reddit in a rabbit hole and get really into the Glass family, because I'm kind of obsessed right now. And it's a beautiful rabbit hole to find yourself within.
I think I haven't read too much of J.D. Salinger. I was gifted Franny and Zoe recently, so I've been starting that and appreciating that. But I was like an author that kind of creates their own universe almost, like their own family, and can come back and write several books referencing that family, and people can have their own interpretations of that. So mm-hmm. I think that's what I find incredibly beautiful about it.
And you, correct me if I'm wrong, I do believe me trying to be a good dad forced you to read, both of you to read Catcher in the Rye at one point during your young adolescent lives, right?
Yes.
That's correct.
That's true. It's been a minute, but yeah.
How great was that book, though?
It was a good book.
Really good book.
It's a great book.
It's not The Great Gatsby, but it's a great book.
I haven't gotten into that. That's not going to lie.
In my opinion, that's the greatest book ever written.
I'm right there with you. I love The Great Gatsby. I think it's the perfect book. Yeah, I think it's just perfect. So what's the rest of the week looking like for you guys? Because I know for both of you, school, a return to school and is on the horizon.
Yeah, I guess the rest of the week coming on, I'm going up north to Mackinac Island, going west to Sleeping Bear, and coming back home. So I'm supposed to see a few friends on the way, and I think that'll be super exciting. Got a few more days here before I move back to school and get kicking with the rest of that. But it's nice to kind of cool down for a second and travel up north. So that's what I'm looking forward to. How about you, Aiden?
I'm just going to have a nice day, nice week at work, make some extra sales.
There you go.
Go outside when I can.
Yeah.
Go hit the gym when I can.
It's been a good week.
Yeah.
Good week to go outside.
really has been a good week to go outside. Last night we got kind of stormed. We got hit by a storm recently, but overall it's been a really great summer with really great weather, and mm-hmm. I couldn't be more happy for it. And I'm just very much looking forward to the next week and getting back into school, because I haven't been in school for a while now, so it's nice to kind of just get that
started. Yeah, it's up. You know, it's school is great, and I do think I heard this. I think it was a dean from Arizona State, and what he was putting forward at this Concordia conference I was at with Marcy. Shout out to Marcy, friend of the pod, and that was that. You know, education is a lifelong thing. You know, I mean, Marcy didn't get all of her degrees, you know, or, you know, the master's, PhDs, bachelor's until I think she was past 30, you know. Mm-hmm. My brother Steve, shout out, friend of the pod, and soon to be guest on the pod. You know, he transitioned from engineering that he got, again, not in his early 20s, but later in into education. He was teacher of the year in his district, which is extraordinary. So we always have to keep learning, and we have to keep evolving, and always be remember to pivot, because the world changes and we need to keep changing with it in real positive ways. And I'm going to do something extraordinary next week. My favorite time of the year is it's two of my favorite things, New York City and tennis. Marcy and I are going to New York City. We're staying in Manhattan this time, just because it's less expensive, believe it or not, than Long Island City. And we're taking the train. We're going to go to the Billie Jean King grounds and watch the U.S. Open Fan Week. That's a big delineation. It's Fan Week. That means it's just the big players practicing, and also less-known players trying to qualify for the last few spots to get in there. And it's really kind of cool, because it'll be like you're in a high school tennis tournament, and you'll see two people playing one another. And, you know, we only know so many tennis players. And I look them up, I'm like, oh, that's Georgina. She's from Portugal, and she's number 145th woman in the world, you know? And it's a small group of people, and you're watching with maybe 50 or 100 people, and there's something really pure and beautiful about it. And we're in Queens, great food, and we're in New York, the best of everything. So I couldn't be more excited.
Sounds exciting. Is there anyone you're looking forward to seeing? Anyone you're doing more research on as of recent?
You know, I do love the big names. I love Alcaraz and Sinner and Djokovic, all those people. And of course, Iga is my favorite on the female side, and Coco Cheese. They're also great, but they're big names. They're in the big stadiums. So I do love how there's these two big stadiums. There's, okay, what is it? Arthur Ashe and Louis Armstrong stadiums. They're large stadiums. That's where the biggest matches are. And then there's like 17 or so smaller courts. Not, I mean, the courts are the same size, but you know, there's like, you know, there's the kind of you know, a stadium seating that you see like for a softball game over at the high school. You know, there's, it's just not, it's just wonderfully intimate. And so you watch those matches, and the proximity is unbeatable, and it's just a beautiful thing, you know. And also just watching the pros, the big names practice is fun, because they put on a little bit of a show, you know, and you know, try some trick shots here and there, and it's just joyous. And again, then we're in Queens. There's Queens Chinatown. Like, I do a whole show on Queens Chinatown and all the in Queens. It's an incredibly diverse you know, area of New York with incredibly diverse culinary offerings. So, yeah, the culture of which, yeah, I'm looking forward to. I'm blabbling now, babbling on. So, yeah, that's what I'm looking forward to. So, Ava, thank you for being the first guest on our program. Aiden, what do we always ask? By always, I mean, normally it's been you and I, but now, Ava, the first guest. How do we close this out? What are we going to ask her?
We close it out by asking her what song's making you feel really good right now. So, Ava, from me to you, what song's been making you feel really good right now that we should close out with?
Well, I'm a big fan of Claro. I got to see her in concert, very close. A lot of people there, but I've loved her for a good long time now. And she's since kind of, recovered this group, this band that she had going called Shelly, and they produced a EP recently with two songs that I am blanking on right now, but are, no, Cross Your Mind. That's my song.
Cross Your Mind.
They're a wonderful group of musicians. Claro is one of them. The other one's Claude. Yeah. And then the other two, I don't believe, have their own kind of music careers. But the four of them together have been producing a couple songs here and there. They were all at Lollapalooza recently.
Nice.
And I think that's the song of the summer. So that's what I've been bumping recently. Yeah.
Awesome. So we're going to close it out with that tonight. Keep all things good, everybody. Ava, thank you for being our first guest.
Thank you, Ava.
Definitely will not be the last time you're on the pod. And keep things always good and take care.
Agency production, recorded and edited by Aiden Big Deal O'Neill.